everybody, and welcome to episode 8 of the Let Them Speak podcast, a podcast inspired by the recent release, Let Them Speak, a book by Rebecca Cota and Rick Jetter, all about how student voice can transform your school. So for this episode, I first of all want to tell you guys that Dr. Stephanie Small, started the podcast with me, but she has actually decided to disembark from the podcast, but for great reason. Guys, she is actually at Central Academy fulfilling her role as director, and she is doing amazing things already. If you have her Twitter handle, just tweet her. Say, congratulations, Dr. Small. So excited for your next journey. She's going to do great things, and I totally understand her disembarking from the podcast, and I extremely respect it and all of her decisions. She is a game changer, guys. You have to get to know her if you don't. But for the other half of this episode, I want to share with you a recent experience that I had that kind of shifted up my world a little bit, and it made me think, should I keep doing what I'm doing, or should I just curl up in a ball and stop? So the basis of the story is, I was talking to my district administration about escorting Adam Welcome at our district opening day. Basically, our opening day is when all of our educators and board members come to my high school, Cape Central High School, and they come to our beautiful performance hall, and we just get hype about the new school year. We learn about strategies. And specifically with Adam Welcome, they talked about how kids deserved it. If you know Adam Welcome, he's amazing. His Kids Deserve It line with Tech Ninja Todd, it is absolutely fantastic. So I was actually scheduled to escort him 3 months ago, but closer to August 5th, my district superintendent sent me a message and he said, we need to meet. And, you know, as a student, I thought, oh my goodness, my district superintendent wants to meet with me. What have I done now? And that's all I could think. So as we progress into the story, please have an open mind and just really be open to hearing things that you might not be comfortable hearing. So after he said, we need to meet, I said, sure. So we set up a date for that night, actually. There was a board meeting, and I spoke with him after the board meeting. So I got into his office, and the first thing that he said to me was, you know, how's it going? How are you? You know, I was great, of course. And then he said, there have been multiple reports. So I just stopped for a moment, and I said, okay. And he said, multiple educators have said that you have had too close of a relationship with other educators. And immediately in that moment, I was like, oh my goodness, this is actually happening. You know, as a student voice activator, status quo breaker, I understood that speaking out on things that can be that are seen as controversial and, oh my God, did he just say that? I was putting myself in a place for reports to be filed to my district administration. But the part that really got me the most was he said that there have been multiple reports by educators that you have had too close of a relationship with other educators. So, you know, I was like, okay, I personally do have a lot of my educators' numbers, phone numbers, and that was really the only thing. I have a great time with my educators. We laugh. We do lots of things together in the classroom, and we really just have a good time. But when he said that, I was thinking, first of all, I was thinking, who twisted this story up and where is this going? But the second thing I was thinking was, you know, I don't know if I should be that concerned with this because what I have been doing has been leading to the next change. And we have passed many milestones at Cape Central High School, I believe, with myself and my team that has pushed past those milestones. So continuing on with the story, my district superintendent told me, he said, you don't want to air your dirty laundry. You always want to maintain a positive image for the district. And immediately in that moment, I thought, what I'm saying is not necessarily dirty laundry or negative. It is words or statements meant to convict someone else to say in themselves, what am I not doing here that could help me go from good to great or be greater for my kids or be greater as a student leader? That was my general purpose, guys. But, you know, as a status quo breaker and somebody that speaks out on stuff that may even sometimes is controversial, I was preparing myself for this meeting to happen. Every time I was tweeting, I was like, Isaiah, stay strong on this. Stay strong on your word. This is your authentic student voice. And maybe there might be a meeting called with your district superintendent about what you've said. And once again, back to the story, this is what's happening. So on our opening day, Adam Welcome was the keynote speaker. And I was going to escort him, be his escort, sit at the book sign table with him, and even listen to him speak at District PD Day. But in the meeting, my district superintendent said, you know what, you can escort him, but we kind of have to shut this situation down, which I totally respect. So he said, we have to shut this situation down. You can escort him in, sit with him at the book table and breakfast and everything, but you have to be gone when he's speaking. And you know, I completely respect my district superintendent for saying that we had to shut things down. But the other side of me was yanking at the fact that myself as a student leader could not sit in district PD because of educator reports that I was too close to educators. You know, there is such a stigma that students cannot be involved in everything that teachers are involved in. But we have to remember that us students are the teacher's clients. Teachers aren't our clients as students. We are teachers' clients, you know? And it's very unfortunate that these reports fell on this time or this time frame that I wasn't able to sit in on district PD. And at first, you know, just as a human being, I wanted to curl up in a ball and say, you know what, I'm just going to stop speaking out. I'm just not going to do anything for my district anymore. And that's it. I guess I'll just keep tweeting, that's all. But you know what, I had to come to a moment of realization that said, Isaiah, you know what, you were the one who wanted to activate your student voice. You were the one who wanted to start speaking out. You were the one who wanted to shake the underground trenches and make those people that were submitting reports to district administration angry and bitter and say, you know what, we need to report him because he's too close to us and he's too close in this aspect. And what is he up to? And you know what, everywhere we go, we're going to have those people as leaders that think that we are trying to take over something or we are trying to get close to somebody to just simply get information or other things like that. But the main purpose of this episode was to let you guys know that this experience has made me a stronger leader and a stronger student voice activator and a stronger status quo breaker. I'd like to remind listeners of this podcast that I mean no harm to district administration or the educators that filed the reports on me. I have moved on extremely from this. I have learned from this, and I would like to say, if it was not for those reports, I would not be as strong of a leader as I am right now without those reports. You know, and I think that's really impactful. At first, you know, I was really negative about the situation, but I had to realize that, you know what, there's positives to everything, and I'm going to stand here today or say here today that I am thankful for those reports that were submitted, because if they weren't, I wouldn't have been as strong as a leader or a status quo breaker that I am right now in this moment as I'm recording this episode for you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 8 of the Let Them Speak podcast. If you would like to find more information on how Student Voice can transform your school, go to letthemspeak.net.